This is Soul People on a Sunday morning here on Solar Radio. Myself, Barry Malidi, and my compadre, Mr. Steve Plum. Steve, I think I recognise that record you've just played.
Well, I hope so. It's been top of my wants list for many years, that Doc Peabody.
Finally residing at Plum Towers then.
It is. It's excellent. At Plum Towers, thanks to Glyn Thornhill. Yeah. So cheers, Glyn. I hope you're listening on this Sunday morning.
Another one in the box.
Yeah, I locked him in a room until he sold it me.
Yeah. That is the only way to do it, though, isn't it?
He lost about £10 in weight, because they just wouldn't feed him, wouldn't let him out.
I was going to say, I can bet no money changed hands.
Oh, I'll not go into that.
No.
But that, one of my favourite records of all time, that's turning out to be Here Without You. So
Next one's one of my favourite records. Not on the same standing as far as rarity is concerned.
No, quality-wise.
But a record I love. This is an album tracking once again from the OJs.
Brilliant.
You're wonderful,
you're marvelous,
you're sweet,
you know that,
and you're so fine,
and I
just wanna
let you know,
I'm gonna
make you mine,
be mine,
you're my girl, baby,
I'm gonna
make you mine.
Be mine.
Each and every day, each time I see it, I tremble all over, cause I need your loving, I need it there. Sugar, sugar, let me take your hand. I won't be your only man.
Sugar, sugar, let me take your hand and lead you through the love.
That's all that matters. I'll buy you anything your heart desires. Cause baby, baby, set my soul on fire. Sugar, sugar, let me take your hand. I wanna be your only man.
The Moments from a great album, the OJ's Meet the Moments, and I mentioned earlier that I'd picked a few albums out this morning where you get two really, really good tracks. Slightly different takes there in the sense that Be My Girl, obviously a great crossover record, and Sugar Sugar, one of those really nice two-steppers, but hope you enjoyed that.
Well, I'm guilty a lot of times of not playing albums all the way through that you've had for years and years, and you've just got me with that Sugar Sugar.
It's just nice.
I
to
just
find
don't think
like
I've
that.
Ever played it. And,
I think it was played at Parker's in Manchester for a while. I think that's where I first heard it, but not heard it played out for a long time.
Yeah, I love
so
it.
It was nice to dig that.
Lovely,
dig that one out.
Be My Girl reminds me of the times when we used to play the '70s stuff down at the Orwell and before that. You know, fantastic record.
Just looking at the decks there, this one looks a familiar label.
Yeah, yes, it's the old Nolan Porter and a reactivation called Oh Baby.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's a band called T99 on High Records and a track called We've Got Everything.
Remember me old mucker Flanny, Brian Flanders, playing out at the Orwell?
Yeah, I think when we did, I think it was either an early Soul People with Flanny, I think Flanny played that as well.
Yeah.
Quite a difficult record to find, and the B-side's great as well.
Right.
And that's so, and before that, a reactivation from Nolan Porter.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Well, that's one of those mecha tunes that have remained quite elusive. I mean, his other track has done really well in the Northern Rooms over the years, but that one definitely right for today.
I think
sounding
so, yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, great. Now, what have we got? Oh, we've got a twofer again.
Twofer, yes.
You're in twofer mood featuring, this week.
Featured artist, we could call this.
Yeah.
This is the wonderful music of Mr. O.C. Smith.
But emotion chooses never to replace. And I wish you'd understand, I've done all I can to make you see. I'm someone you once knew, and now you see life has changed me too. But even through the bitter days, I've never changed my ways. I got to live as me. I wish you nothing but the best, lots of love and total happiness. Though I may not be there, I'm always gonna care in a special way. I wish you everything that's good. Oh, I'd do anything I could to keep the sunshine. And all the while you'd have your day. I know without a doubt that you get back whatever you put out. So don't be afraid if a few mistakes are made, just let them be. My best thoughts are of you. Deep down inside, you know it too. My heart has no fear, cause the words I say are sincere. My mind is free. I wish you nothing but the best, lots of love and total happiness. Though I may not be there, I'm always gonna care in a special way. I wish you everything that's good. Oh, I do. Keep the sunshine in your smile, hoping all the while you'll have your day. I know it's hard to be a friend, cause the feeling way back when. And if we never speak again, I'm happy for what has been a good memory. Sometimes you feel alone, don't hesitate, pick up the phone. Never be ashamed, cause I'll take away the pain if I can. I wish you nothing but lots of times, you can bet your bottom dollar you're mine, and you'll always have my time. But if you want to be free,
Got Motown Sounds from the album Love Changes, 1982.
Beautiful record.
Yeah, I mean, again, one of those that doesn't get much play, but when you hear it, it really does get under your skin. So I think that one is, again, one of those right for reactivation, sounding very, very good. 2-3 years later, 1985, and a little bit more obscure on Rendezvous Records. Mm-hmm. This is a B-side and a track called Nothing But The Best. And as I say, O.C. Smith, bit of a feature on him today, but he's a bit of an unsung hero, really. You know, he's done some great tracks over the years.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, On Easy Street is probably his most famous on the northern scene and the early crossover scene.
Well, one of those records, really, the epitome of the crossover sound, really,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Absolutely,
you know, did well in the northern rooms and the crossover clubs.
Yeah,
and,
I remember you championing that many years ago. And obviously, he also added a good version of Colouring Father as well.
Brilliant,
which is good. So,
yeah, album only that.
Yeah. So we're staying with soul heroes, but again, maybe something that's not well heard by him. Try this one from Bobby Hebb.
Lie up on the sand, hand in hand, life we want to do. tell them love's my secret weapon. They wonder how I keep on moving. I tell them love keeps me grooving. Sometimes I feel a little down and out. I've got the trouble on my left, trouble on my right. I seems there's no way out. Now everybody wants to know what on earth makes me go. But I've got something in my soul that I won't let trouble take control.
Soulmusic.co.uk.
Secret weapon. They wonder how I keep on moving. I tell them love keeps me grooving. Sometimes it's hard to tell if I'm gone away. I get a bit confused keeping my dues, 'cause I know in the end, tell them love, even though I'm on my own. Heaven knows I'm not alone, 'cause I got love, 'cause I got love. And if I don't give up this fight.
Yeah, that's a record that's had quite a few plays on Solar Radio, Soul People especially. It's the unreleased Daryl Fletcher and Secret Weapon.
I wasn't sure, but has that actually been released yet?
No, not yet. Right. It's on his CD when it comes out, but I'm absolutely sure that Kent will put that out on a 45. Well, I just love that intro as well, just out of Collins and Collins, isn't it? You know, it's going to be a big record, that, you know, when it finally gets on vinyl. And before that, I'm going to play it for Paul from Morecambe. For reminding me again how great that was. That's Bobby Hebb on Laurie Records.
Really nice, what I call a flow to that. But it always reminds me of the kind of sound that you like. That,
yeah, the
that
old
you've played over the years.
Yeah, 70s.
Very good.
Yeah, I like that. So, so moving on. And Barry, what is your? Oh, I can see. Oh, two crackers coming up, mate.
I think the first one's Wilson Pickett.
You praise me, but not for the things that I've done. You agree with me, even when you know that I'm wrong. But if you lie just to please me,
if you lie just to please me,
would you lie to
deceive me?
For me, Lord have mercy. Then why can't you sleep at night, darling? Why won't you let me? Oh, 'cause if you lie to please me,
if you lie just to please me,
would you lie to deceive
would
me?
Would you lie to deceive
me? How will I ever know that I'm your man? Thank you. you're not holding back all your feeling away from me. Lord have mercy. Then why can't you sleep at night? And darling, why won't you let me? Oh, just if you try to deceive me,
if you try.
There you go, two in a row. The first one I'll mention because it wasn't the kind of thing that you'd normally associate with Wilson Pickett.
No.
Very different as far as he was concerned. But Wilson Pickett does great 70s, I guess we'd title that one. From his album Chocolate Mountain on Wicked Records, and that's a track, How Will I Ever Know?
Oh, right, yeah, I've just noticed the album. It's quite a neat album, that. Yeah. I've only got it on a 7, to be honest.
Yeah. In fact, you may not remember this, but there's a bit of crayon on the actual... lining of the album, the you know, the plastic sleeve.
Yeah, yeah.
That tells me that was 29 pence from a place called Yanks in Manchester.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Global Records, many moons ago.
Yeah, bought lots of records out of there for 29p, but not that one.
No, that's true, yeah.
Excellent choice.
Well, I think that track's also available on the 7, so, yeah. You know, definitely worth digging out. And then after that, a record that I guess really is come to light again because of the sessions down there at the lay-in, the Soul Soulful 70s. Street People on Vigor Records,
yeah.
And one of those records that gets buried in people's collection. Picked it up years ago for a quid,
yeah.
And listen to it now. It's just absolutely right, absolutely brilliant. You know, so it's just good to give that an airing.
I love that record.
It's really.
I mean, seriously love it. Yeah. I bought that record when I was at school, and it meant a lot to me then.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fantastic, that record.
So, I mean, you know, if that's the kind of sound that you like, and I know this is your gig, Steve, but I can't recommend it enough.
Yeah.
People, you've got to get to the lay-in, and I think the next night, Saturday, April the 28th,
yes.
Eddie's down there, Eddie Edmondson, Steve's down there, Kev Jones and Jen Booth guesting, so a great night lined up.
Yeah, and we're really looking forward to it, Barry, and it won't be long before we have you back on again.
Brilliant.
Your set was superb when you were on.
I really enjoyed it, and the crowd is so appreciative.
Yeah. Well, we're going to stay in the same vein. I mean, the Street People was obviously a big Mecca record. Mm. Staying with another Mecca monster, which again, I think he's going to come roaring back. This is Jimmy Mack.
Hey, girl. Come here. Let me tell you something. All right. You know what? My daddy always told me that you were with me, but I had to find out for myself. Look here. No other woman got you're different alone, and I can't figure it out. My father said, son, there's a difference in every man. He said, son, you know that a woman was hard to understand. Ooh, we, yeah, that's what my daddy told me. I remember them words. I remember him so very clear. That's what he told me. That's what my father told me. Wait a minute, let me tell you one thing right now. Baby, when I get mad, I go for a walk. All right, now, let me tell you one thing. Don't do me no good, honey, to lay around here and talk. No. Wait. My father says, son, there's a difference between a woman and a man. Son, let me tell you that a woman is hard to understand. Yeah. The old man told me that's what he did. I believe every word he said. The old man told me. Wait a minute, oh, I got to tell you what my daddy said. Wait a minute here, Lord. Sit down, son, let me tell you something. You know what, a woman is hard to understand. Yeah. That a woman sometimes she get mad, but you never know what it's gonna take to make her feel glad. No way. Wait a minute here. My father says, son,
there's
a difference between a woman and a man. He said, boy, come here. You know a woman is hard to understand. All right, that's what my daddy told me. Come here, son. Took me around, had me listening to him, watching everybody. That's what the old man said. That's what my daddy told me. Wait a minute. Come on, baby, please. Come on, be happy. Please don't make the mistake of me. Lord, I got to tell you. She's hard to understand. There's a difference. There's a big old difference between a woman and a man. I got to tell you. I want the whole world to know. Good God Almighty, Lord. Get out here. God, he's on the phone with me, honey. Get on down to the groove and maybe whatever he ain't doing.
www.radiofreeeurope.co.uk.
Play that for Sean Hamsey and Tats, who played it as an exclusive a couple of weeks ago on Soul People. It's the unreleased Clarence Carter and his version of I Found What I Wanted.
Some great versions of that record, isn't
there? Absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's obviously Joyce Jackson who wrote it. There's Mary Wells' female version.
Yeah,
I've got a version by a guy called Bobby LaCour as well, which is quite good. But great record. Yeah. Great record. And that's coming out on, again, it's another Ace Kent EP that's coming out on Record Shop Day, which is also April the 28th.
Right.
When once a year the record shops, you know, they make a big thing about, you know, trying to get people in the shops.
I know we've mentioned this before, but they're finding some great tracks, aren't they?
They are, and that's a damn great record.
Yeah.
And Clarence Carter, I Found What I Wanted. And before that was the reactivated Jimmy Mack, A Woman Is Hard to Understand. I love that.
Great Mecca record.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Would that be classed as one of those last hour at the Mecca
things? I think so. And definitely right for today.
Yeah.
I think, definitely. So, Barry, you've got two killer 45s lined up. I can see the first one. What is it?
Taking the Tempo Down, and this is a track from The Dynamics.
Thank you.
shit that made me feel so good. I've come back more than I dared. Wish they would, oh baby.
Now that I found the love.
'Cause she's the kind of girl that could brighten up my life.
The Precisions and a track called Never Let Me Go, and the pedigree on that record, that's the word I was looking for. It's absolutely amazing. You've got Bridges Knighton eating and producing the track and Mike Terry arranging, and it's just one of those records that gets overlooked by many people because everybody's looking for the dancers, but
yeah.
To me that is just a great piece of music.
Fantastic record that, Matt.
And thank you. And before that, a record that's taken some hunting down, I'll be honest, because I think the other side of it is in demand. But again, double-sided, that's the side I really like, the dynamics on Brainstorm Records, and a track called Woman.
Great record. And staying in a similar vein, but maybe just a tad fast, to try this one from Denise LaSalle.
I've been hurt. Ooh, I've lost my man.
that's a record that's making some noises on the dance floor at the moment.
Still finding them, aren't they?
Yeah, Denise LaSalle and Countdown, Fly Me to the Moon. Brilliant. On Chess Records. And I believe old Mr. Soul Sam's behind that as well. So I think that's definitely got potential on the dance floor. And that's one I'm definitely going to be playing on the, when is it? The 21st of April. When I am guesting with Ted Massey at That Drive-In Beat in Leeds, and I think that'll go down well.
Busy month for you then.
It is actually, because we've got obviously Yarmouth next week, and then That Drive-In Beat, and then the lay-in the week after.
And you were meant to ask, are you going to be doing your LPs only set?
Oh, right, I am doing, I think it'll be the sixth or seventh year that, just LP tracks only and nothing else. This moment in time, I've not actually played a record twice in all that time as well. So.
It's legendary, that set now.
Actually, but its roots lie in the Orwell.
Yes.
If you remember, it was just a night where I started off playing a few LPs, and then before I knew it, I'd done an hour's worth. And
that place has got a lot to answer.
It has, I know. So anyway, we've come to the last hour, the last record of the second hour, and again, amazing. I can't believe how fast it's gone, mate. Let's hope it's not 4 months before we're asked back on Soul People for another Northwest special. And I'm going to go out with another unreleased track. This is another track called "Do Yourself a Favor," which I think by the next time we're on, there should be some good copies of that knocking around. So Barry, it's been a pleasure playing
always,
with you as always. Got some fantastic records you've brought with you as always, and we'll see you on Soul People again
very soon.
Very soon, hopefully. So goodbye, and we'll see you soon.
Bye bye.
Soulmusic.co.uk.